Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
It's wonderful that Ariane Titmus has taken some time out to have a chat on my show from her quarantine facilities up there in Darwin. Ariane, thank you very much for joining me on the show. And firstly, congratulations on an amazing haul, medal haul at the Olympic Games.
Thanks for having me, and thank you. Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks.
Tell us, if someone said to you in your first Olympic Games that you'd come away with two gold, a silver and a bronze, what would you have said to them?
Well, I think back many years ago, if someone had said that and predicted the future, I would have been, like, amazed. But thinking over the past couple of years with the training I'd done and the goals that I'd set, I think that sounds pretty bang on what I'd love to achieve. And yeah, it's good to be able to have everything come together when it matters.
It certainly did. And obviously everyone around the world, not just here in Australia and of course down here in Tassie and Launceston in particular, watching you take on Katie Ledecky. You just sat there. You sat there beautifully. You were like you were just stalking her. And then, you know, in the last 50, you made your move. We caught up with your dad. He said we always knew if she was within half a body length or a body length, she was going to come home strong and you know, come over the top of her. And you did that. But so was that the perfect swim for you?
I don't think it was perfect. I don't think you're ever going to have a perfect swim. But I think the way that I came home was better than what I expected. I would have liked to explain it a little bit harder. Looking back on the race now, I thought we should have been up there a bit more. But I think when I was, you know, in the race, I was a bit conservative, knowing that I had to have a lot in the tank for the last 100. I knew that that's what the race would come down to. So I kind of, waited and waited until the moment to make my move. And I'm happy that the speed that I had at the end was good enough to come over the top of her.
And, of course, another gold in the two. And you must have been pinching yourself after that. Two swims, two golds.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. And I think after the 200, I didn't have a race that afternoon. So I kind of, my mind relaxed a little bit and I got a bit emotional, because I think that was at the point where I kind of realised a little bit what I had done. I still haven't really comprehended everything yet, but I think at that point I was starting to sink in a little bit.
And then, of course, the 800, you admitted, I think it was after the heat, you did an interview on the pool deck, and you admitted, you said you were absolutely knackered, and but still, I mean, what a swim in the eight. I mean, you got the silver there, obviously, and again, oh so close.
Yeah, it's a tough pool. It went for 9 days, and there's 15 sessions, and I think I had 3 or 4 sessions off in those 15, and so by the time I got to the 800, I was literally hanging on by that. I knew I just had to pull together a good swim for 8 minutes and do my best. And I knew that Katie's better over the 800 than me. I feel like the 800 is more her event than the 400 I'm better at. So I told myself going into the race that if I could be second behind her, I would be over the moon. And then to do a PB as well after the week that I've had, it's really amazing to be able to come together, you know, bring it all together and swim fast
in
the last day.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And well, what about coming down from that? I mean, you're there in Darwin now, probably climbing the walls because there's been so much activity. you've been so in like ferocious competition mode, and now that's sort of over now, isn't it? You've got to get back to normality a little bit, as much as you can.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough up here. We don't really have much movement. We have a balcony, but we can't leave it. So we're trying to do as much as we can with the space that we have. It's going to be a long 2 weeks, I think. This is our third day, and I'm just itching to get home, really. I'm itching to see everyone and relax and just take it all in with my family and friends. I'm sure the next 11 days will go fast, hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Hobbies. This is something I wanted to ask you because I want to find out whether it's true or not. Knitting, it's a new hobby for you, is it?
Well, I got a care package sent here from back home, and my mom and sister and my partner put it together, and I opened it up and they had some knitting in there for me, and I thought, well, I may as well do it. I've got nothing else to do, and I'm pretty terrible. I've dropped that many stitches. There's so many holes in what I've knitted so far. But I'm going to keep at it. I've got another 11 days to try and perfect it. And actually, the media manager on the team, she supposedly is very good. So she said tomorrow we're going to do like a lesson together and get better at knitting.
Well, we can hope so, but, you know, there's no shame in not being able to do everything, you know, to gold medal standard, Arnie. At
all. Yeah, I know. I mean, you can't be good at everything, though.
although I can just see your mum, Robin, and you having a knit-off when you get back home.
No, mum's actually very good. This is off-topic, but I remember when we lived back in Tassie in winter, when we'd be sitting on the couch watching telly of a night time, she'd just be knitting. She'd knit scarves all winter and she'd wear them. So maybe I get the knitting from her.
I reckon so. How much further, how many more Olympics do you want to go to, Arnie?
Well, I'd love to get to three. I've always said that I'd love to go to LA, and then I'd be 28 years old there, and, you know, I'd probably look at stopping. People have been asking me whether I'll hang on to go to Brisbane. I mean, it would be a home Olympics. Mm. Look, it's very, you know, it's kind of like dangling there like a carrot. But I'll be 32 years old. That's quite old for a swimmer and a middle distance swimmer. So I don't plan on competing at Brisbane, but I never know what I'm going to feel 7 years down the time. So if I'm still loving swimming, I'm still enjoying it and my body's holding up, I mean, you never know if I'll keep going on to Brisbane, but I'd like to say a couple more Olympics in me at least.
Well, certainly hope so, Ariane. We certainly do. Look, I'll let you get back to your knitting. Thank you so much for having a chat to me. Do you want to say a big g'day to any friends or anything like that down here in Launceston listening in right now?
I'd just like to say thank you to everyone down there for all their support and tuning in and watching me. It's been overwhelming how many messages I've had, and I've got a lot of old friends down in Tassie as well that I know that would have been watching, and I definitely feel a lot of love from you guys, so thank you.
Now, we're incredibly proud of you, Ariane, and hopefully we can see you down here and back home for a little visit or something soon, but for now, get through quarantine and then get home and get up there with Mum and Dad and Mia, of course, because I know they're itching to celebrate with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Fersey.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fersey for your afternoon.